talk about it in the news. We're going to play it on the morning team show here on WSGW.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying.
How many tears?
96 tears.
That's how many. That's how many.
And
talked about him a couple of weeks ago. The author of the book When the Kids Stopped Dancing.
That's right, you did. Yeah.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the flip side of that record was In the Midnight Hour, if I'm not mistaken, or a version of it, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I used to go to record hops and live performances with Question Mark back in the day up in the Thumb.
Well, indeed, honored, though, by the Saginaw City Council. A certificate of recognition and Question Mark was on hand, along with Bobby Balderrama, Frank Lugo, Frank Rodriguez, Robert Martinez, and representing Eddie Serrato, who passed away several years ago, the drummer, was his son. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember something about Bobby Balderrama, and I had to look it up, and I think it was last year he's diagnosed with prostate cancer, so hopefully his battle is going well. Mm. But you had all those members of Question Mark and the Mysterians receiving special recognition from the Saginaw City Council.
A good old garage band
yesterday.
From Saginaw and Bay City.
Yeah.
And certainly
a lot of them back in the day.
Yeah. If you ever have a definition of a one-hit wonder, beloved and still enjoyed today.
I think they performed last year or something like that in Bay City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still every so often get together and they do some performances. So that's just cool to know, and cool to know that it gets such great national recognition for the band.
That's right. Hey, we should always highlight the local band.
Who needs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's right.
Although they're in the Michigan Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
they are.
So
I say, who needs Cleveland? You know.
That's a rhetorical question. Yes,
there's some talk about still coming up with a Music Hall of Fame in Bay City. In fact,
that's right.
An R&B. That's in Bay City is one of the cities we're looking at for that. In discussions of that, still think Bay City has really blown it all these years, and never it doesn't even have a sign up birthplace of Madonna.
Right,
and they certainly could come up with something there if they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, one of these days, perhaps, there'll be some of the oversights that will no longer be oversighted.
Is that an oversight? I just don't know how that's an oversight. That can't be, right?
No,
that can't be. Were you being facetious, Charlie?
I'll let you determine that.
I mean, you know, she claims Bay City all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, someone wrote an article, and they said she was a Detroit native, and she refuted them, and said... Give him credit for being
no, that's
city.
Good.
Yeah.